Once a week, the residents of First Place on 2nd Street in Montrose gather in the community room. They share a meal and catch up with each other and with staff from CASA of the 7th Judicial District. Today, one of the residents is making lunch for the group.
What's making, Lisa?
It's just going to be just a nice blush vodka sauce with bucatini pasta.
CASA is an area nonprofit that serves children and families who've experienced abuse and neglect. The nonprofit owns First Place on 2nd Street. It's an 8-unit housing complex for youth ages 18 to 24 who've aged out of the foster care system or are at risk for becoming homeless. Carlton Mason is the executive director of CASA.
If a young person turns 18 and they don't have family support, there are not many options.
Mason says the complex can house up to 12 young adults at a time.
And I'll be honest with you, when a young person moves in, the first 10 to 12 months is very chaotic. It's young people struggling with adulting. But over time, that transitions to where these young people begin to look for jobs and begin to think about the future.
He says CASA provides more than just housing for residents of First Place. They're also there to help navigate life challenges, such as getting a driver's license, a degree, or a job.
We also have expanded into providing mental health services. We have 2 therapists on staff.
Rent at First Place is covered by state housing vouchers. Unless a resident works, then 30% of their income goes towards rent. 18-year-old Keegan McCorkle lived in foster care most of his life. He graduated from high school in January and moved into the micro-housing community in March. He says it provides him with an affordable place to live.
It's really hard to find anywhere to live that's cheap, especially on minimum wage. For single rooms here in Montrose, it was around maybe $300 to $500 a month, just for a room. For apartments, it was $950 up, and here I pay $371 for a whole apartment.
McCorkle says living at CASA's facility also feels safe.
And here you feel comfortable. It's like a kind of small sense of community. We're all around the same age. It's just easier to get along.
First Place on 2nd Street opened in 2018. A mixture of state and local funding paid for it. The Colorado Division of Housing, or DOH, awarded CASA $500,000 toward the project. It was the first such housing project for youth ages 18 to 24 aging out of foster care or facing homelessness in the state. Zach Schaffner is a supportive housing services manager with DOH.
So we've learned a great deal from First Place on 2nd Street, the focus on elements like harm reduction and trauma-informed care and really providing those low barriers and flexible supports. We've really seen the success of that intervention and that approach at First Place on 2nd Street.
Schaffner says DOH also learned important design elements for future developments. First Place on 2nd Street is a mix of 4 one-bedroom units and 4 two-bedroom units. He says the two-bedroom units were intended for siblings or young couples with a child, but there was a greater need for single individuals.
Really, to the extent possible, we look for single and one-bedroom units. We've seen that that can be effective, that can reduce some of those interpersonal conflicts that can occur with roommate situations when we're working with a population that has some complex histories of trauma.
He says supportive housing, like First Place on 2nd Street, is an effective way to serve the needs of young adults experiencing homelessness or exiting the foster care system. The Colorado Division of Housing has funded similar projects in Boulder, Broomfield, Delta, and Grand Junction. And Schaffner says DOH is working to bring more supportive housing to the state. The project in Delta is the latest effort from CASA. It's under construction now and scheduled to open in December. It will house 6 youth in one-bedroom suites. Carlton Mason says CASA is expanding because there's a need.
The cost of living is just too high for a young person to kind of transition from nothing to all of a sudden having the income to sustain a place to live.
On average, more than 200 young people age out of the foster care system every year in Colorado. National data shows about 20% of these youth find themselves homeless when they turn 18. Mason says CASA can't house every young adult seeking its services. It just doesn't have the resources. But the difference they make is one small part of solving the affordable housing crisis. Reporting from Montrose, I'm Laura Palmisano.